We're holding the Gemara, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The second line. V'savri Beis Shammai D'Birchas Hayoyim Adifa. We had a machlokes in the Mishnah. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says that Mevorchem Al Hayoyim V'achach Mevorchem Al Hayayin. First you say Mekadosh HaShabbos, Yisol V'Azmanim, Yontif Shabbos, before Birchas HaGofen. Beis Hillel says, we pass on like Beis Hillel, first HaGofen, and then Mekadosh HaShabbos. The reason why Beis Shammai said you first say Yoim, the Gemara gave two reasons. One is Shayoim Goyim Liyayin Shiyovoy. If not for the Yontif, you wouldn't make a Birchas Yayin. And secondly, Kva Kiddush Hayoim. The Yoim takes place before the Yayin. Yayin is only when they bring you the Yayin. Yoim is as soon as it says Kchovim, it's Yoim already. So, Sfek the Gemara, the Savi Beis Shammai the Birchas Hayoim Hadifa. You tell me that Beis Shammai holds Birchas Hayoim takes precedence before the Birchas Yayin. V'otanya we learned in a Braisa. If someone enters his home on Motzei Shabbos, now he has to make Avdolah. So what's the say that Dvorim? Bevorach al Yayin. First you make Birchas Peripi Agofen. Va'ala Ma'or and you make a Me'esh. Va'ala Besom and you make a Besomim. Va'achach Oyim Avdolah. Now the Gemara assumes right now that Avdolah on Motzei Shabbos is like Kiddush Hayoim on Friday night. Now Rabbi Shammai's opinion was Bevorach al Yayin. Va'achem Bevorach al Yayin. Because the Yoim goes before the Yayin. So, Havdalah is the Birchas Hayoim of the Betzesoy, of the Motzei Shabbos. And it says, Havdalah is at the end. Hamavdim Bekoish Chom, and Olechoshik is at the end. So, over here we see clearly that Birchas Hayoim is before Birchas Hayoim. As I stated in the Braise, that is the Gemara. The Gemara is comparing Knisosa Litziosoy. Just about Knisosa. It's Mekarish Ala Yoim Bach Ala Yayin. So B'tzios, it should be Yoim and then Yayin, which means Havdalah and Yayin at the end. And here it says clearly, HaNichlas LeBeis HaMotzei Shabbos, Yayin is before Havdalah. Zog the Braise weiter, V'im Ein Loi Ela Kois Echad, if a person only has one cup, now, we're talking about that he still has to bench Birchas HaMozen. Well, Tosis explains what we're referring to. Are we referring to a person that is eating before Havdalah? How could you eat before Havdalah? We'll see in a second. But Akoponim, or we're talking about, no, a person is in the midst of Shalosh Shudas and he still has to make Birchas HaMozen. But the point is, he only has one cup of wine and he can't utilize a cup, Sai for Birchas HaMozen. And Sai for Avdolah, so Menicha La'ach HaMozen. So then you wait and you put everything till after Birchas HaMozen. Birchas HaMozen goes first and then the Gansa Avdolah goes afterwards. U'meshalshin Kula La'achov. And you put everything afterwards. So what do we, back to the Kasha. The Kasha is, we see clearly, Mevorach al Yayin, and Havdol is at the end. Punkt, if you only have one kois, so then you do Birchas HaMozen first, and you do everything afterwards. But it says clearly, Yayin is before Havdol. So that means Yoim is not before Yayin. It says Yayin is before Yoim. In fact, Gemara, who says this is Beis Shammai? You found a Braisa that says, Anichol is the Beis of Motzei Shabbos. V'homi mai de Beis Shammai? Dilma Beis Hillel hi? Maybe this is Beis Hillel. It can't be Beis Hillel. Why? The Ketonim, because it says over here, Ma'or ba'achach besomim. In the Seder of Avdolah, it says, first goes the Ner, and then goes besomim. Now, who is of the opinion that Ner goes before besomim? Uman shamalei de islei ha'isvora, Beis Shammai. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Not the Beis Shammai in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we'll see soon, Beis Hillel says the exact same thing. But the Beis Shammai in a Braisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya learned in a Braisa, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, "What's he said? Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel lo nechgu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al hamozon shebetchila. That obviously, when you're faced with Birchas HaMozen, Birchas HaMozen goes first because you just finished eating Shalosh Shudas. Let's say, v'al Avdolah shebesoif. Avdolah goes at the end because you want to be ma'achad Yitzias Shabbos. Ama nechleku Rabbi Yehuda learns that machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is only on one akuda. Ama nechleku al ma'or v'al besomim. Does ma'or eish go first or does besomim go first?" Beis Shammai Oymi Ma'or V'Acha Besom. Beis Shammai says first Ma'or Ha'esh and then Besomim. U'Beis Hillel Oymi Besom V'Acha Ma'or. So since it says in this Braisa, the say the Hadvarim is Hanichas the Beis Amot Shabbos Yayin Ma'or Besomim. Well, Ma'or Besomim is Shitas Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Kong to Rabbi Yehuda says in this Braisa Ma'or V'Acha Besomim. Beis Hillel says Besom V'Acha Ma'or. So this Braisa is ultimately Beis Shammai. So back to the Kasha, we have a Raya that Beis Shammai says that Yemavorech Alayayin V'Acha Alayoyim, because Havdalah we're assuming is like Birchas Hayoyim. We're not differentiating between Kiddush Hayoyim and Havdalah to be Tziyosoy. And it's a Al Kochach Beis Shammai from Beis Shammai, from the Braisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Frag the Gemara, Mechatesa, you're going with that Braisa, look in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah doesn't differentiate in that this is the Machlokes Beis Shammai Hillel, because in our Mishnah, everyone says that Ner is before Besomim. The Machlokes was only if Mozin is before Besomim or Besom before Mozin. Look in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Remeya Shita, Stam Mishnah is Remeya, and it says clearly, Beis Shammai say, Ner Mozin Besomim Vavdollah, Ubeis Hillel, I mean, Ner Besomim Mozin Vavdollah. The Machlokes was Mozin Besomim, Besomim Mozin, but they both agreed Ner before Besomim. So don't bring me a riot that this Brice of Anichas of Beisoy is Beis Shammai, because you found the Beis Shammai according to Rabbi Yehuda. There's a Beis Shammai according to Ramey that says clearly that this is not a riot, that it's Beis Shammai. In fact, the Gemara, Mamai, the Beis Shammai, Valibid Rabbi Yehuda, Dilma Beis Hilli, Valibid Ramey, which is our Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, and Oy Bezo, you have no Kasha. The fact that it says Yayin and Avdol at the end, that sheet is Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is Mavorech Hala Yayin, Vachach Hala Yoyim. You say Mikadosh Shabbos at the end. So we're also Bitsiyosai. You make a Yayin and you make Hamavda Mikadosh Hala at the end. So Mechates, it's Beis Shammai, Libid Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's Beis Hillel, Libid Rabbi Meir, like our Mishnah. Zogdim Ha'Loi Sakadaitach. No, it can't be Beis Hillel, Libid Rabbi Meir. Why? The Ketoni Hocha B'mas Nisin, it says in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Ner U'mozoin P'somim V'Havdola. U'Beis Hillel Oimrim, Ner U'psomim Mozoin V'Havdola. So that's the Machlokes in our Mishnah. V'Hosem V'Braisa Ketoni, in that Braisa, it says, Im Einoi Ela Kois Echod, the case of Hanichlas Lebeis and Motzei Shabbos. We said you first make a Yayin, and Avdolah is at the end. And our whole Kasha was based on that. We see the Birchas HaYoyim is at the end. In that same Brice it says, Im Eina Elekoi Sechad, if you only have one cup, Menicha La'acha HaMozon, U'meshalshin Kulung La'achov, you do everything after Birchas HaMozon. Now, that Nekuda, that says in the Brice over there, Im Eina Elekoi Sechad, Menicha La'acha HaMozon, U'meshalshin Kulung La'achov, that has to be Beis Shammai. Shema Amino de Beis Shammai, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because according to Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, Libid Rameyer, the Mozin is not the first thing. It says clearly that Mozin is not the first thing according to Beis Hillel. Because it says clearly, Beis Hillel says, Neru Psomim Mozin Vavdola. So according to Beis Hillel, you don't have Mozin first. So Ibazoi, it's a riot that it's not Beis Hillel Alibid Reb Meir, but it's rather Beis Shammai Alibid Reb Yehuda de Braisa. So Ibazoi, back to the original Kasha, Beis Shammai's opinion is that you make the Birchas Hayoim, because Hayoim Gorim Liyayin Shetovoi, and Kvakirish Hayoim before Birchas Hayayin, this Braisa says, you make a Yayin and you make Abdullah at the end. Umikomakom Kasha, Kosavi Beis Shammai, and to the Gemara, the fundamental teretz is as follows. Kosavi Beis Shammai, Shaini Eyula Yoyme, Me'afuki Yoyme. There's a fundamental difference between Friday night and Shabbos Nacht, and Motzei Shabbos. Friday night, Avada, Yom Kadosh Yoyim first, and Yayin is afterwards. Why? Because Yoyim Gorim LeYayin Shiyovoi, and Kvakirish HaYoyim. However, Motzei Shabbos, you have another reason. It's not a third reason, Zoktam Lezer Moshe Hovitz. No, it's not Pshat, it's another reason. You have a problem. You have an issue that you want to be Ma'acher, the Yetzias HaShabbos. When it comes to entering Shabbos, kama de makdina le odif. So does a makdina le odif. It's better to mekabel Shabbos early, so you mekadosh yoyim first. Why you mekadosh yoyim first? Because of the two reasons of the Gemara. That doesn't change. The reasons are yoyim goyim shiyan shiyavoy and kvakirish hayoyim. So that's why you makdim and you have these two reasons. But afuke yoyim, when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, kama de machina le odif. It's always better to be ma'acher later, so you want to make avdol at the end. The Birchas Hayoyim is Avdolah, correct. Just like by Friday night, the Kiddush Hayoyim is the Birchas Hayoyim, and you want to do that first. But Avdolah Avada, the Avdolah is the Kiddush, the Birchas Hayoyim. But you want to do it at the end. So it shouldn't appear that Shabbos is a masui, and you want to get rid of it first. You want to say it first. You want to be ma'achad the Yetzias Shabbos. So that's what you want to say, the Havdalah at the end. Yayin, true Beis Shammai usually holds Kiddush HaYoyim first and then Yayin, but not when you're faced with an issue of kol kama de ma'achin le adifale. So mainly you make Havdalah at the end because of the reason of ma'achin le adifale. Even though you have two reasons of Kvakirish HaYoyim and Yayim Gorim Liyayin Shiyovoi, it's irrelevant, those two reasons now. Because now you have a reason of Ma'achin Alei Adifalei, so Mele, that's why the Havdolah goes at the end. Now, Be'etzim, it's a little shver, because if you look in the Braisa says, you say Yayin, Ma'or, Psomim, and Havdolah. when you light a candle, you just finish Shabbos. There's no such thing as being Shabbos and lighting a Ma'or. Ma'or means a candle. So what do you mean you ma'achad Shabbos adifalei to push off Avdolah? You did Ma'or anyways. So what are you saying you ma'achar? You're not ma'achar, you did Ma'or. It's after Yayin, correct? But what are you saying? The Yom is at the end. You could have done the Yom earlier. Well, if Yom is be'etzim, it should be early. What's up is more? So the Eliyahu Rabbi says, Shteyden Eliyahu Rabbi big yisoid, and he says that the ma'achin lei adifalei is going on the neshama yisera, and the neshama yisera is yoytzes by the havdala part and not by the ma'or part. As I said, Eliyahu Rabbi. And that's you do the Havdalah is where the Nitzias the Shama is, and that you want to be Ma'acher. Zog the Gemara weiter, Vesavri Beishamai Birchas Hamozen to the Kois. You're assuming now that Birchas Hamozen needs a Kois, because it says, Hanichas Lebeisai Motze Shabbos, so you only have one Kois, so you then, it says, that menich l'ach hamozen u'mishalshel. That means birch hamozen needs a kois. It says if you only have one kois, then you do it afterwards. We know a machlokes in our Mishnah. Does Beisham and Beis Hillel argue if you need a kois for birch hamozen or not? That was one of the machlokes in the Mishnah. State in our Mishnah, the end. Bolem yain ach hamozen. If the wine comes after the mozen, the wine that means the dessert, the papiros after the mozen. Imein shemel kois Beisham. Oimrim mevorach ala yain. You make a birch yain. Enjoy your dessert. And you have mozen without a kois. Ubisil says absolutely not. You have yain with the kois, and make sure that the birchas hamozen is first, and only afterwards the yain. So we see clearly the Beis Shammai holds you don't need a kois for birchas hamozen. Frag the Gemara, v'savi Beis Shammai birchas hamozen to the kois. From this brayse that says imein lo kois echad, then you do everything after the mozen. That means he implies that you need kois. V'atnan our Mishnah bolim yain lach hamozen imein shem lo oisa kois Beis Shammai oimim mabayich al yam achim mabayich al kei al hamozen. Beis Shammai says enjoy the wine and mozen afterwards without a kois. My love the mevorich alei v'shosilei. It's must be make the birchas hagofen. And you drink the kois. Enjoy the paperas. Enjoy the dessert. It must be you don't have a kois left for birchas hamozen. And for the Gemara, no. Loi, the mevoich alei umanach lei. You make the bayir pri hagofen, but you don't drink the cup yet. You don't drink it. You keep the cup full like we make by Havdalah. We make hagofen and we have a hefzik in between. We do the other brachas. So we also, you make the hagofen and you don't drink it yet. What do you mean? You can't make a bracha and not be toyim. You have to be toyim. And for the Gemara, the toyim lay, you indeed tasted it. If you taste it, then you're poigim it. And if you're poigim it, then you have a kois beguma for birchas hamozen. How could you be considered a kois for birchas hamozen if you tasted it by your dessert, this yain, and you took a sip? Then obviously the kois is poigim birchas hamozen. Togma pogmoi. Zokmar the Torah lebi yodei. You took your finger and you weren't poigim the kois. You didn't drink from the cup itself. Either you took your finger and you tasted from your finger, or you poured into a different cup. But upon him, it was Torah lebi yodei. It wasn't from the cup itself. This is answering that la'olam was saying that Beis Shammai says that avada you have a kois for birchas hamozen. Correct. It just means, when it says in our Mishnah that you taste it, it doesn't mean you drink the wine and don't have a cup. It means, because kois echad, it means that you drink it and you just taste it. But it doesn't make it pogum. In fact, the Gemara, if you assume you only have one cup, that means you only have an exact shear of revius. If you just took a drop off with your finger, then you're vitamin missing from the kois, from the shear. We're assuming you only had one cup in our Mishnah. One cup means exact revius. If you took a drop off when you enjoyed your dessert by making a goffin and sipping a little with your finger, then you're vitamin missing the kois bracha because you're missing revius. Zag the Gemara, what it means is you don't have the shear of two cups, but you have more than a revius. Zag the Gemara, but the nofish leitvei mishiur, you had more than a revius. You just didn't have enough for two cups. So that's why it was a case of you only have one cup, meaning you only have a revius plus, but not two revius in. Frag the Gemara, v'im ein shom elo oisa kois katoni, trei loihave. Itaka, it wasn't two, umichad nofish, but it's taka more than one. Meaning it's taka more than shiura. Meaning, it doesn't mean he only has one cup and its exact shear, it means treilei av. It just means he doesn't have two. But avadi has more than one. He has more than the shear of yis. It says black and white, you drink it. It doesn't mean you just taste it and you leave the cup. It says, it implies that you have make birchamazen without a kais at all. It's a machlokes tanoim lebeishamai if you indeed have to remain and leave the cup for birchamazen or not. So that's the sugya hagemara. Just a few nekudas which we show him and achronim speak out. The Gemara assumed that Beishamai says mevorach al yayin v'achem mevorach al hamazon, my lab mevorach al v'shosile. You drank it. Frek the Rashba that maybe la'olam birchas hamazon needs a kois, but the reason why you drink it is because we had a shita in the Gemara that every time to be mechayev birchas hamazon the rice you need v'chalta v'savata. And v'savoto might mean shtir. So the reason why you're drinking is in order to mechayiv yourself in birchas hamazon d'oraisa. As if the Rashi, what's the raya that birchas hamazon ain't to the kois? Maybe you're drinking in order to mechayiv birchas hamazon because you need a shtir when you have an achila. V'chalta v'savoto means shtir. Come to one tana, come one man to Omar. So the Chazanish says it's not shayach that you have to mechayiv yourself to do a mitzvah. That wouldn't be a mechayiv. We won't be mechayiv you to drink in order to mechayiv birchas hamazon d'oraisa. No. If you're not chayv, must be that birchas hamazon does not need a kois. You're allowed to drink, not because you're drinking in order to be chayv birchas hamazon, but birchas hamazon doesn't need a kois. Now every kiddush and avdalah we make a ber pri hagafen and we're mafsik. But the birchas hamazon the Gemara held was a hefsik, meaning that would be considered much more of a hefsik. Apparently, we see from this Gemara. And then the Gemara says the toyim lei. The toyim lei is considered still birchas hamazon al kois. The Gemara's hamin was your sashi lei. So then, because you cannot drink it till afterwards, it has to be you make that gof and you drink it. Every kiddush you only drink afterwards. You make a barbek gof and you make kiddush in between. Every avdolah you make barbek gof and you make avdolah in between. That's less of a hefsik. Over here, the Gemara's hamin was you have to drink it because it's big of a hefsik, too big of a hefsik. On that, the Gemara says toyim lei. Now, this din of being toyim in halacha taka says that you toyim with by a bris. Or by Mesada Kedushin. They make the Berpi Agofen, the question of that hefsik, do you drink only afterwards or do you drink earlier? So the toyim lay, they takadu, not to be poigamit, they toyim lay with their finger or they toyim, they pour into a different cup, that's considered toyim lay. Now, the fact that you need a kois is taka a big machloikus in the Rishonim. Every time a person makes birchas hamazon, is that even a yochid needs a kois? Or is it only by a mezumin you need a kois? In Shulchan Aruch we say we're mahader by three to have a kois. But in Be'etzim, the Rosh says, it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara three. Because if you look in the Gemara says, Hanichlas lebeisoy. That's talking about a yochid. Or by the Seder, you bring a riot, there's kois shlishi by the Seder, birchas hamazon. It doesn't say anywhere to the Seder, you have to have three men for the Mekayim, there's be kois shlishi. Birchas hamazon, zok the Rosh, birchas hamazon is tuna kois. Be'etzim. Lemais in Shulchan Aruch we're mahader by gimel. And we don't go with this even by yochid, but there's a tzad taka that birchas hamazon tuna kois. We're saying now it's a machlokes beishamai tanoim beishamai needs a kois. There's a machlokes we're showing him if it needs a kois even by yochid or not. Now you could be misakin a kois pogum toys it says by being moisev a little mayim or being moisev be misakin it with a little yain. By being moisev mayim or being moisev yain, you're misakin the kois pogum. You could be misakin a kois pogum. Zog the Gemara weiter. Beishamai oimrim, Beishamai said that you noitu, back to the Mishnah, you noitu yadayim, and then you moiz gekois. Beishamai, you asked me when we learned this in the Mishnah, the yekes are noitu yadayim, and then they moiz gekois. They make netilas yadayim by every Shabbos, and then they noitu, and then they make the kiddush after netilas yadayim. So we'll see soon the Gemara, it's a sugi of Tum and Tyra. Look the Gemara. What's the shita Beishamai? You first noit your dime and then you mizig sakois. Why? Shema to oimim moizig sakois. Tchila, if you're first going to be moizig the kois, there is going to be a problem. You know what the problem is? Gzeira shemayitmu mashkin shachoyra akois machmas yadayim. That means the halach is stam yadayim ashniyos. Yadayim ashniyos. Before netilas yadayim. Now, if yadayim ashniyos, so they pass a truma, because truma is posel aydei sheni, right? Truma is oyse shlishi. So istam yadayim are shniyosein because the we istam yadayim are shniyos. Now there's a Mishnah in part that says
that kolapoyzel truma metamem mashkin li estchila. Whenever something passes truma, so at any mashkin that it touches is metamem mashkin li estchila. That mashkin suddenly becomes into a rishon. That's a gzeira chomim made that kolapoyzel truma metamem mashkin li estchila. So zok beishamai the following: the reason why. Noitli a dime, first you noitli a dime, and then you moizik the kois. Shimata oime, moizikin sa kois, tchilo, if you're first going to be moizik the kois, what's going to happen? Gzerem shem yitmu mashkin shachoyra kois. The back of the cup might have liquid on there. Liquid meaning from the wine that you poured the wine with. Now, and what happens when the liquid touches your hands? If you didn't wash your hands yet, your dime ashniois. So it makes the mashkin into a rishon. So, and now if the mashkin becomes a rishon, and it will make the kois back into a sheni. That means you're going to be mevarach birchas hamazon on a kois that's tomei to sheni. So the reason why Rabbi Shammai says, noitlin yadayim v'acha moizik the kois, you wash your hands because you don't want your daim to be shniyos that are metame mashkin liyos rishon. We said that whatever is metame truma, chachomim made a gzera, it's a mishnah pora, kolapoisa truma metame mashkin li estchila. So if there's liquid on the back of the cup that's going to make it into a tchila, that will end up reverting to make the kois into a sheni, because it's metame the kois again into a sheni. So that's where you know your dime, this whole gzera falls off. So you won't have a kois that's tomasheni. Fegmo, why do you have to come onto this whole netil yadayim? The litmi yadayim le kois. Let the yadayim itself make the kois tome. So Gemara says no. Yadayim ashniya saying. Because the only reason going to liquid because the chum made a gzera that mash can become a rishon. If it's a rishon, it can make the kois into a sheni. But if there would not be a liquid, if it's tam the yadayim itself, yadayim cannot make kois into a shlishi. There's no such thing. That's my kasha. Velit me yadayim lekois? No, yadayim shniya saying. Vein sheni oisa shlishi bechulin. Elai de mashkin. There's a special gzeis chachomim mashkin is oisa rishon, so it can make the kois to a sheni. So the reason why Rabbi Shammai says noitli yadayim tchila, you don't want to make birchas hamazon on the kois that sheni. That's the reason. So that's the reason Rabbi Shammai why noitli yadayim v'acha moizik that kois in order not to have birchas hamazon on the kois that's a sheni. Now the Gemara says the Beis Hillel's reason is Beis Hillel moizikin that kois v'acha noitli yadayim. You first do mizikas kois and then netilas yadayim. Why? Punkt verkehrt. Shimata oime noitli yadayim tchila. If you first going to do netilas yadayim, what's going to happen? Gzerem shem yitmu mashkin shebi yadayim machmas kois. Meaning the kois according to Beis Hillel, a kois is allowed to be a sheni. You might have liquid left on your hand. That means your daim have liquid on there. You wash your hands. If you wash your hands first, then what's going to happen is the yitmu mashkin shebi yadayim machmas hakois. The kois, which is a sheni, will be metamed your daim because the yadayim have liquid on there, remnants of the water that you wash yourself with. And what's going to happen? V'yachzru v'yitmu sayadayim. And now this mashkin will make the yadayim into a rishon again. Because mashkin, we said, makes everything into a rishon. The mashkin becomes a rishon. And there'll be metame de yadayim. The mashkin will be, make the mashkin, which mashkin? The mashkin's on your hands. We're talking about mashkin on your hands. So then you have a problem. You meet this yadayim, so you're being mevarach bichsam ozim with yadayim dar atomei. You're eating with your yadayim, you're being... You're having your dime tomatoes. Now, Rashi Bavorans of in the bottom, what about the liquid that you have stam during the meal? He says, no, the liquid during the meal is called oichlin. It's not called mashkin. It's only this mashkin, which has a din mashkin, not the food remnants. That not. Now, Frek de Gemara, similar kashan beis hillel, what if you come onto this whole cheshbon of not washing your hands, not to have liquid remnants on your hands? Venit me kois liyadayim. Let the kois be metamed liyadayim. If the kois, according to Beis Hillel, is allowed to be a kois sheni, let the kois be metamed liyadayim. Nein, ein kli metamed odom. A kli can't be metamed odom. Fek demo, venit me lemashkin shebesoichor. Maybe there's another problem, that the liquid itself, the wine itself in the cup, should become tome because of the kois. If the kois is a sheni, so let it be metame, the liquid inside, so maybe you're making a bracha on mashkin, that's tome. Fek demo, venit me lemashkin shebetoichor. We're talking about a kli that only the back of the utensil is tamei. Tamei is talking about the back of the utensil, the outside. The toichai tar, the inside remains tar. The gabay tamei, and only the outside is tamei. The tanan kli shenit ma'achoyra b'mashkin achoyra tameim. The back is tamei. Toichai va'oignoi va'oizna v'yodav tahoyrim. Nitme toichai, nitme kuloi. Only if the toich is tomei, then everything is tomei. But if the outside is tomei, the inside remains tahor. So that's why Beishama Shita is that you are noitli yadayim first in order to prevent the mashkin shachari akoiz that go in revert and make the yadayim tomei again, and they'll make the kois into a sheni. And according to Beis Hillel, you are noitli, you are moizik first, and bedavka not to do netilas yadayim first, because if you're going to do netilas yadayim first, then remnants of the netilas yadayim will gufa, will make the yadayim into rishon because of the kois is a sheni, and then you're going to end up being that you'll be metamed yadayim. You don't want to make the birchas hakois with yadayim tmeim, and then the gemara discusses that the outside being tomei is not going to make the inside tomei. That's a sugi. So it's a sugi in Tumen Taira, legabe moizgin sakois vacha noitlim, or noitlim vacha moizgin sakois. We'll stop over here, the top of Nun Beis, Omed Beis.